We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All in.
It's a win!
Kansas opens the season at home against Nicholls State. Saturday, September 1st. Kickoff is at 6. Pregame starts at 4:30 right here on the Jayhawk IMG Sports Network.
On 1240 AM and 97.5 FM, this is KFH. K248CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater. On radio.com station.
Showtime!
How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, welcome back. Wednesday Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce here with you on Sports Radio KFH. A little action on the Tad's Locker Room Hotline in the last segment, and we will get back to it. But right now we got to get to Mark Hrabowski. He's a highly decorated author. He's got a new book out. It's called In the Name of the Father, Family Football and the Manning Dynasty. Fascinating topic, Mark. I appreciate your time. First of all, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
What was the impetus? When did you decide this needs to happen? Because, honestly, Eli, Peyton, and Archie all probably deserve their own books. But the fact that they're all related makes it even more fascinating, right?
Well, maybe there'll be a sequel with Eli.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I like it.
No, I mean, this is a family like no other in sports. I mean, I've never seen a dynasty like this. There have been fathers and sons and brothers and, you know. There's even a coaching dynasty with Buddy Ryan and his two sons. But there's never been anything like that. I mean, it's, in the last 47 years, there's been a Manning at starting quarterback in the NFL for 33 of them. Mm. And, you know, it's just, and who knows how long Eli will last. I mean, he has a way of fooling everyone. You know, you think he's done it, and all of a sudden he comes back with a great season. So who knows? But the real story is of their family. I mean, as great as they've been individually, the family bond is really what makes it a story. If that bond is still intact after all these years, even though they've gone their separate ways, there's been, you know, strains within the family, so on and so forth. It's been a tribute to the family that they have this brand, which I call Manning Inc. Because, I mean, they make money hand over fist. Even Peyton, 3 years after his retirement, is like the third top selling jersey in the NFL. And we'll probably see a lot of him once the season starts on these commercials. There's probably a whole new batch waiting. So, you know, they never leave the scene. And I just figured, you know, let's do a real family saga here, which incorporates the myth and legacies and heritage of the South. I'm a New York boy, but for me, the best literature, the best music, and the best sports drama has come from the South. I've done a lot of books on people from the South, like Tom Landry, and I've done music people like Otis Redding and Hank Williams, and that fascinates me. And I did this book almost sort of like a novel, or a Tennessee Williams play, because there's so many elements involved, like family suicide and defeat leading up to victory, and it's just a fantastic story. And it's never been told properly, I didn't think.
Mark Hrabowski, the author of The Name of the Father, the story of the Manning family. You're talking about a guy, the patriarch, who won a Heisman Trophy, two sons that won between them four Super Bowls. Is there a simple thread of greatness that runs between the three? And I'm not trying to, obviously, push the rest of the family aside. I realize it's more of a collective thing, but with those three, what's the commonality? What's the thread for greatness beyond the fact that they just have the talent?
Yeah, that is the main thing, that Archie handed down his athletic ability to three sons. Don't forget Cooper now,
right?
The first one, the oldest one, who was supposed to be the best. he wasn't a quarterback, but he was a great receiver in high school, and Peyton was his quarterback. And they planned on doing that, reprising that role at Ole Miss, Archie's old school, where he made such a name for himself. But Cooper was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and never could play a game. And that sent Peyton into a tailspin, and he didn't even go to Ole Miss, which crushed Archie. He went to Tennessee and became a great quarterback there, obviously. But then came Eli, and he closed the circle by going to Ole Miss. So everything in the end seems to work out for these guys. Hmm. But beyond the talent, I think what Archie passed down is this ferociousness. I mean, these guys refuse to quit. They take a lot of pounding. I mean, Peyton lost his first 7 games to Tom Brady. He lost 14 out of 21 to Brady. But he, in the last meeting that they had, the AFC Championship, a few years ago, he beat Brady. And then he went to the Super Bowl, and he won the Super Bowl, even though he had very little to do with it. The Broncos defense really winning that. But it allowed him to go out on a storybook ending. And that's sort of what happens with all these Mannings, you know. Even Archie, who had such a terrible pro career, not through any fault of his own, because he was with a terrible team, the Saints, then. He went out having won a couple of years before, having won an NFC Player of the Year honor with that terrible team. So it all, you know, their perseverance, they just refuse to quit. It's almost like a matter of family pride when they lose. It's like the Three Musketeers, you know,
yeah.
One for all for one. And they have to come back and get justice for the family, you know. And I think that's the greatest quality that Archie handed to him.
And the name of the father is the book, Family Football and the Manning Dynasty. Mark Hrabowski, the author, joining us here on the Tad's Locker Room Hotline here on Sports Daily on KFH. Mark, as far as you know, was there ever a point where Archie really had to push his kids, or was it born into them and he was just kind of a rudder?
He never pushed them. He told me, he admitted, he wasn't the greatest father. Because he was an absentee father much of the time, you know, with any athlete is. And then he did for years with the Saints broadcasting. So he wasn't really around much of the time. The power behind the throne is really Archie's wife Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who brought up the boys during a very tumultuous time, you know, in the history of the South and women's roles and, you know, the whole thing. She was the one who kept everybody sane and stable. In fact, Eli, it was thought, had learning disabilities. He was very insular. He was very shy. He's 5 years younger than Peyton, 6 years younger than Cooper, so he had to find his own world. And he was very inward. And it was Olivia who got him out of that shell to the point where he, too, became a great quarterback and was able to use that ferocious instinct handed down by Archie. So it all plays into the family thing. But Archie never really pushed them. He refrained even from wanting to coach them because Peyton would, like, get in his face as a teenager and start saying, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? You know, he was a very rambunctious, obnoxious kid. A lot of people thought he was that way as a pro, too. Let's face it. And, you know, these are things that make people winners. And they had to find their own path to that. Independent, very consciously independent of Archie. They never wanted to ply on his name. They always wanted to make their own name. And you have to say they did because Archie now exists sort of, you know, in one role as a father to two quarterbacks, not in his own, not for his own greatness, which seems to be forgotten more and more each year.
No question. He's an incredible player. Mark Hrabowski, in the name of the father, the story of the Manning family, what's one thing that surprised you as you entered into this? I'm sure that there were some preconceived notions. They were certainly a family that has been well chronicled. We've known a lot about them and seen a lot about them over the years. But as you really delved into things, what surprised you about this exercise and about this family?
Well, I think the thing that surprised me the most was what basically had been covered up during Archie's time in real time, which was the suicide of his father, which I referred to before briefly. You know, it was Archie who found his father's body. He came home. It was over the summer of '69. He had been at Ole Miss 1 year. And he was home for the summer, and he came home, and his father had rigged this this ridiculous contraption with a stick and a string and, you know, getting the angle right so he could shoot himself in the head. It was just horrible, a horrible story. Yeah, Archie found him, and I think Buddy, his father wanted him to find, knew he was going to find him because he knew the family was out for the day and that Archie would be back first. And I think there was like a hidden sort of, you know, he had pride in his son, Buddy, but he also may have had hidden resentment because he never could get out of Drew, never could, you know, have a life of an athlete of his own. So there may have been tensions like that that played into it. And Archie was the victim there. He had to come home and find it. And because he did, he had to become a man on the spot at 19. Imagine living with that the rest of your life, which he still does live with that. So that whole saga surprised me because in real time, it was almost like no one wanted to touch it. It was like, you know, to report it would be somehow, you know, it's an insult to Archie that his father had committed suicide. That was the tenor of the times back then, especially in small town Southern America. So that really is the key to the ignition for a lot of the Manning family and their instincts. And that surprised me a lot.
Mark Hrabowski, our guest, the author of a new book out, has to do with the Manning family. Did he ever, Archie, I'm talking about Mark, did he ever on or off the record, speaking of resentment, resent the fact that he was drafted by the Saints and they were such garbage that basically the only thing we can remember about Archie Manning is he got destroyed as a Saint. And maybe if you dig far enough back, he was a one-man wrecking crew at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he probably regrets, you know, that Ole Miss never won the national title, and he never won the Heisman. Neither did Peyton, neither did Eli. But, you know, there is about, you know, as far as the Saints go, no, he wanted to stay in New Orleans. You know, they traded him late in his career. He went to Green Bay, went to Minnesota. It was a disaster, and he quit very young. He was stacked 12 times in a game once. That was how
12.
He lived. You know, Olivia couldn't come to the stadium because of the booing. You remember the who that era, the bag
sure.
to the head?
Yep.
You know, you remember, I mean, they were run at one point by an astronaut, Dick Gordon, who had no experience in football or business whatsoever. It was just a ridiculous mess. But Archie never wanted to leave. He never wanted to leave. He wanted to stay and turn him into a winner. And, he still takes pride in the fact that he lasted so long and did so much for that team.
The likability of this family is always, to me, surprising. We live in a culture so much where people like to nitpick and tear down, and especially those that who have been very, very successful. This family wears Teflon in that regard. It's a universally respected, seems to be a universally celebrated, and a universally enjoyed family. Why do you think that is? Why have they been able to avoid
squeaky clean?
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it's just amazing to me that that you've got this group that continues to be so really adored by so many others.
I agree with you. I wish I could have it bottled and have some of it. I don't
sure.
know what the ingredient is. And you're right. I mean, some of the things Peyton did would have really destroyed another guy. I mean, you know, the whole thing with the trainer at the Tennessee, the locker room incident, the mooning incident, as it's called, could have destroyed any number of quarterbacks, you know. And what made it worse was that Peyton made it worse, like twice violating the gag order, the original gag order in the case, which made him have to pay the trainer, Jamie Norwright, twice more, you know, in damages because he couldn't leave it alone. And I posited that there was a sexist streak to that. He never would have done that had the trainer been a male. You know, we had this natural hostility toward her, which is disturbing. Yet it never became a big story, just like the Al Jazeera thing with the drugs and, you know, that whole bit. That could have really destroyed a man's career, too. But it never did with Peyton. Fortunately, it was the end of his career, so it really wouldn't have mattered. But he was never held to account for that. I put a lot in that book with a lot of questions about that that are still unanswered.
Yeah.
But nobody's asking him but me. So, you know, there's some sort of built-in Teflon there that makes them bulletproof, especially Peyton. And I don't know what it is, but, he worked hard to do it. When he was a rookie with the Colts, he already had gotten a corporation together. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. He had majored in communications. He knew how to communicate with the press. He knew where he was going, and he's still going somewhere. I just don't know where.
Well, it's a fascinating book, and I appreciate you taking some time. Good to finally catch up with you. In the Name of the Father, Family Football and the Manning Dynasty. Mark Hrabowski is the author. Thanks for spending a little time with us today, Mark. Appreciate you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And best of luck with the book, too. Not that he needs it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.